Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another edition of JGE BBW Adult Radio. I'm your host, Max, a.k.a. the BBW Porn Pusher. And as always, we got, you know, G-Man up in the house. What's up?
What's up, big brother? We back in play, hey. I see. It's about damn time.
Yeah, I know. I had to get back on here. I missed it. So we had to get.
So what we doing tonight?
We had to get the first show of the new year. We had to get, you know, an exciting guest that, you know, I'm pleased to announce that, you know, I've seen her multiple times, you know, on film. So, you know, I'm happy to announce that, you know, Miss Lady herself, Miss Lady Snow's in the house. How you doing? Hello?
Hello, I'm in.
Hey, how are you?
I was getting ready to say Miss Lady Snow has disappeared on your ass.
Then disappear.
How you doing, darling?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. So, yeah, I'm just going to get right to the questions because I got multiple questions. So, you know, how did you get the name Lady Snow?
The real answer?
Yeah,
because that's the question I asked him. How did you get that damn name? He started laughing. He said, maybe we should ask you. I said, damn.
Okay. I used to sell White Girl when I was younger, and I used to sell to a lot of strippers. So one club owner said I couldn't be in his club unless I started stripping. And everybody just started calling me Snow. Yeah.
So you had to sell Snow and strip too?
Yes, I
Damn,
did.
You doubled up your money, baby. I ain't mad at you.
That was my clientele. So
you did it the fucking Donald Trump American way. Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking hey, I ain't mad at you. That's a hell of a start, though.
Yeah.
It makes sense, right?
It makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. I got some cousins that might know you.
Oh, they were stripping in Philly, huh?
I got some family members that might know you. Go ahead.
Wait, hold on. We'll see by this question right here. Where were you stripping at?
My stripper name was Lady Snow.
But where were you stripping at?
Oh, where? My first club dancing was Delilah's. Yep.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wait, hold on.
I think Max got a condominium chair in that motherfucker, don't you?
I'm about to say, wait a minute, that name does sound familiar.
Yeah, let me look at your bio. I think you do have a condominium chair in that motherfucker. Okay. Yeah, you do. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, how did you get into, like, the BBW porn world?
Caesar came in. He was head of company in New York back in the day, and he kept asking me. Caesar's video, yeah. So one day I said, "Oh well, fuck it." I did it.
So you must have been doing this, you know, privately for a while. Then you just like, "Oh fuck it," then.
Right, because he kept asking me, and he was such a nice guy. Him and his sons used to come in to the club, so, yeah. I said, oh, well, fuck it, just do it.
So, fellas, that's the secret.
That's what?
What's your first film?
That's the secret. Well, go ahead. I'm going to tell you. Go ahead. Tell you your first film.
My first film, I think it was it The Bachelor Party? I don't know. It was like a club scene type thing in the warehouse, and they was tipping with the funny money, and bitches was stupid. They didn't know you turn the funny money in at the end of the night and get real money. Yeah, in my first scene, I think I was like on a fire escape or something. Like, I don't know. It was weird. But it was fun.
Well, the thing that I was mentioning to her, the way to get it, was that I remembered in high school, I had to be real, real nice. I was so nice to this chick that she finally gave me some pussy. So the same thing with Lady Snow. You keep bugging her so fucking much and just keep being nice, eventually you might get the pussy.
Oh.
But, yeah, I figured that out. See, high school, I learned some shit in high school. That's it.
Well, I wasn't having sex in high school. I just did blowjobs in high school. My mom scared the hell out of me.
Okay.
That was a long time ago, G-Man, so you know. The game done changed.
Wait a minute. You're right. That's fucking... Damn. Lincoln was around. I think, yeah, Lincoln was around me. I think I met him. Yeah. George Washington and shit. Where were we now?
Jesus. You was back with Jesus when watching them strippers.
See, you know with that, huh? You done fucked up now. You done went to the Jesus card. Now, see, bro, I wasn't gonna do this, but now I'm gonna be quiet. Yes, ladies, no, where will we, baby? Fuck Max. We gonna go back to the show. Here is this anti-religious motherfucking ass. They got a special place in hell for motherfuckers like you now.
Oh, damn.
I know.
That's right.
That's okay.
I've already seen it. All your worst nightmares start coming true. All the bitches you was ducking, they start being your girlfriends. That's right.
Well, that's a whole different type of show right there. But we,
I'm trying to tell you, that's a nightmare. And some of the ones you don't want.
Have you ever went down to the King of Strip Club in Atlanta and danced?
Have I been to Atlanta? And, you know, back in the day, we used to do road trips. So we're just
That's the demon part right there.
So, we go state to state and strip in a Jeep, me and the girls.
Yes, indeed. That sounds like that Master P shit. Nah, 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 nah. Okay.
So how many of y'all will travel to a club at once? Was it like 2, 3, or?
Like anywhere between 8 and 10 of us.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn. Did you have a signature move?
Well, I do it all the time. I make my boobies jump. Yeah.
Wait. You mean like the men do, like they flex them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Wait.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
Wait, how big is your breast again?
I'm a 38 double J.
Oh, double J?
Yeah.
I ain't never knew the letters went that fucking far. Damn.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me Google that shit. Double J.
Did you ever have a breast reduction or anything?
No, I did not.
Oh, I thought you was
so
bigger
those
than
are
that.
Naturals.
No.
Yeah.
No breast
girls.
Reduction.
Wow.
Why would I do that though? No.
Hey.
I don't know. How tall are you?
Oh man. I am 5'2", maybe? Yeah, 5'2".
Well, damn, you got a strong back then. 5'2".
I have to carry these things around, right?
I'm trying to tell you. I'm heavy thinking about it. Damn. Shit. Hold on, let me drink some more of my Kool-Aid. Okay. Damn. Tell me this. What's your sexual preference?
Women.
Oh, my kind of woman.
Huh? What?
I mean, she said women.
Wait a minute.
I said, yeah.
You're not bi?
What you having a problem with? What you having a problem with, Matt?
I don't know what he's having a problem with.
I don't understand it either. He's like,
all the work I've seen him in was you know, with girl guy or
men.
Right. She's making money. But her preference is pussy. Yeah, her preference is pussy.
Yeah.
I'm saying that.
You were actually pretty good in them films then.
Yeah, that's her job. She just said it.
I'm like, well, damn, I gotta put her in a certified, you know, headbanger video because she gonna suck a dick like nobody else I know.
That's her job. She's good at her job. But her preference is pussy. She just like me. I like pussy. I understand where you're coming from. That's right. I understand where you're coming from. Damn, bro, you must have took the slow pill today, huh?
Come on. Oh, no.
Keep up, son.
I'm like, well, damn.
Keep up with me, son.
No, trust me. Trust me. I just seen some lesbians, you know, they just lesbian for Peyton, and the scene wasn't no good. They're looking at the clink. They only licking the finger. Uh-huh.
That's because they didn't watch Lady Snow. They didn't take fucking notes. They were supposed to go, oh, that's the way you do it. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. I got it now. So they were supposed to watch her, then transfer their ability to the fucking film.
Exactly.
That's right. See, they got poor-ass direction. That's all, man. When you got poor-ass direction, you're going to have a fucked-up movie. You're going to have a bald guy trying to suck a dick. That shit looked like a transvestite trying to fuck you backwards. What kind of shit is that? That don't even make sense. Here, turn your booty around. I'm going to turn mine around. We go fuck. Okay, booty to booty. What kind of shit is that?
So, well, who was some of your male co-stars that you worked with?
Rico Strong, Rock.
Ooh, Rico. Ooh, he's a killer. That nigga is a killer. He's a thug. My boy.
He's a thug. Shawn Michaels. I gave you three. That should be good enough. I don't remember a lot of them. Somebody named Country, maybe. I don't know. Fuck.
Country. That's what I'm talking about, country. Country ain't all that.
Now, I know you worked with Wild Long, because that's the
I was
getting ready
to say, I know BL was in there.
Oh, I did. Okay. See?
Yep.
What? Yeah.
But it's true. That's the first mainstream I've seen her in, with Wild Long. I'm like, well, damn, okay. That's when I'm like, well, damn, she good. She taking dick and sucking dick real good. Okay. I got to put you on my, you know, on my wall of porn stars of fame. And
I've noticed too recently, a number of porn stars are actually getting out of the business.
Well, I mean, you don't want to really make MILF movies. Like, when do people think you're supposed to stop?
Shit, when you get tired.
Yeah, but
stop when you're tired.
Backup plan. Stop when you're tired.
Yeah, okay. But see, the problem is, I'm gonna tell you what the deal is. The problem is, people get used to the lifestyle. And even when they quit, they want to still live a certain lifestyle. But you ain't bringing no income in, and you get broke. That's what happened to Jasmine Cashmere. Nicole Jones, same thing happened to her. She got dick broke. She had money, but within a year, blew it all.
Damn.
Oh, it's on YouTube. Check out. No, she's on YouTube. She talks about
YouTube.
YouTube did a 4-hour interview. Now she's she's taking women like you and bringing them to Christ. That's right.
Okay.
That's why Max better shut the fuck up before he turn around.
That never gonna happen. I'm one of the few children that can jump on both sides.
Oh, Lord, there you go again. But back to you, darling. Now, when I had asked you your sexual preference, What's the most freakiest shit you've ever done sexually with a woman?
What?
You want me to rephrase that question again? You want me? Okay, I'll rephrase it.
What is considered? But what is considered freaky though?
Whatever you think is freaky.
I don't know. I mean, I did a little water sports here and there. So
you did a little what now?
Water sports.
What you said?
Peeing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And it sprinkles shit. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Oh, okay. What about threesome with two other women?
I have. But that's not freaky. That's normal.
Yeah, Max, where you been? I told you took that slow pill.
I'm working my way up to the good stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's normal, though.
All right. Think you can get too hard too fast, you're going to about to blow. So, you know, you got to work your way up to it. Like foreplay.
Okay.
So tell me this. When you into your real life and you having your sexual endeavors, do you use toys? And what's your favorite toy, if so?
I prefer oral. I don't really prefer, like, the dildos or vibrators. Because if I want dick, I could get dick. I'm not an ugly girl.
Uh-huh.
So,
I believe that.
No.
I see your picture.
I don't prefer toys in my private life. Yeah.
Okay. That's a good answer.
That's the truth.
Max got stuck. Now, he like, oh, shit, you don't play with toys? Oh, fuck.
Nope. I don't play with toys.
So I got another question for you. Since Max is still on the slow pill, what's something that you hadn't done that you would like to do sexually that you hadn't done?
I don't.
Come on. Yeah, it is. It's taking you too damn long to answer. Come on with the truth now.
I'm not taking too damn long. My thing is,
I
think I have done just about a lot of things, everything. So it's nothing that I want to do that I haven't done at all. Because if it's something I'm thinking about, I'm going to do it. I'm also going to
do it.
Over
this?
With, right?
I got a better question. What's something that you had done that you enjoyed doing that you like to do it again? I'm going to get you now. Come on.
You are.
I'm damn. I do my job. You know what I get paid? Shit.
I prefer public sex. I like people to watch or me watch others. What?
Girl, you made me stand up just now. Go ahead.
Yeah, or me watch someone else. I'm a voyeur. I do like to watch, and I would like for people to watch me. And I'm not talking about on a DVD. I'm talking about, like, in my car or something. You know, people could be walking by, you know, peeking, take a couple pictures.
I can see you in the elevator right now pressing the button. Oh, eat that pussy, bitch. It's taking. Go ahead. Eat it, baby. Hit that nut button. Oh, hit the nut button. I bet you'd be all the way to the 74th floor getting your pussy eaten. Hitting buttons. I hear you, boo.
We normally will stop the elevator. We not going here, boy. Stop the elevator. Yeah.
So you're an exhibitionist and a voyeur.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a good. It's a great combination.
We have a question coming in, and they want to know, do you do cam shows, private cam shows?
I was thinking about starting doing that, but again, like, when am I supposed to hang it up? It seemed like leave it up to people. I'm never supposed to, like, quit or hang anything up, no? Like, but I will be starting cam shows shortly. After this meet and greet in August, I'll be starting everything.
Where are you doing the meet and greet at?
In August.
Two people said something, which was one at a time.
Oh.
What happened?
Tell us about the meet and greet that you had.
Yeah, same question.
Okay, same question. The meet and greet is August 12th in Brooklyn. I think I have the link on my Facebook page and my Instagram. The purchase tickets online via here. What else? It's August 12th, Brooklyn, New York. Then to purchase tickets, the link is on Instagram and my Facebook, which you already said my name, and that's on both of them. Lady Snow, Miss
okay.
Lady Snow is my name.
That's yeah, right before my birthday, too. Mm. Okay.
If all that I don't know, but just Google her name and everything that she ever been in and whatever she's doing is on
it's
the
there.
You know, Google. Yep.
Oh, yeah, it's there.
So
Facebook,
is there a significant...
Twitter, everything.
I have a question. Is there another significant individual in your life at this moment?
Sure, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Would you consider
Max,
the Polly world?
Do I, would I consider who?
Would you consider yourself Polly?
Explain what the fuck that means, man. Hold on.
You don't know what Polly means? Go ahead.
No,
all right,
no,
go ahead.
Explain what Polly means. Well, everybody don't know. Come on.
Oh.
That means you have, you know, you're in a relationship with somebody else, but you have like a, what is nowadays called a side chick or a side nigga. And y'all just sleep around together.
You have
one main person that, you know. That
I don't have multiple
like
mates,
like
no.
So, does that sound like Monique? That sound like Monique. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, right. You got
like
a main nigga, but you fucking around when you won't fuck around.
Oh, no. I don't think anybody who date me will go with it. They normally get pretty possessive. Yeah.
Shit, after they've seen your videos, I guess they might be scared.
Why be scared?
Oh, hell no. Well, some people can't handle the pressure, baby. Some people come in the game insecure, you know?
Okay.
If you ain't got your shit together, how you going to expect to make somebody else do what you do? No.
Okay.
If they don't come with the right proper attitude, they can't hang. You
that
know, here's a good example. Just like you said, you sucked dick in the movie. That was a job. But you like eating pussy. That's what you
right.
enjoy. So if she don't fucking understand that, she got a problem.
Yes, she do. And she will be
yeah,
by her goddamn.
She can't
self,
hang.
So.
She
going to
be sitting there. She going to be sitting there watching the movies. Maybe I should try and suck a dick. That's her thinking now. She get all kind of confused. She can't come to the program all crazy.
Hello,
she got to come with an understanding.
They can't even handle watching none of my movies. Well, first of all, I probably seen one movie that I made. I don't even watch them.
Okay.
Ain't that weird?
I can see that. No.
Yeah, I don't watch them.
That's how you
movie.
No, it's not weird.
That's how you movie stars
are. Yep.
Shit.
Here's a
I
question.
Remember. Go ahead.
Wait, hold up, G-Man. I got a question. Do you have any fetishes like, you know, you like, you know, be tickled or
what
pain?
BDSM. First of all, I'm not ticklish, so you could try, but I'm not gonna laugh. I have a foot fetish. I like feet. Yeah.
Oh, is that giving or receiving?
That's both.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you got nasty feet, you out the game. Don't even call. Just take
right.
your shit up the street and tell
right.
everybody else, fuck no, it ain't going to work. I got you, babe.
Yeah, I know this guy, he has a foot fetish, and he got a thing with women who paint their toenails. Is that like something that is a turn on or a turn off with you? They got to have like clear nail polish, or they have to have some type of color on their toenails?
No, I don't prefer color because I like the touch, smell, lick. So I don't want no light color. But you could get clear. Clear is fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But you know nowadays people will spend money behind anything. So even if you don't like the shit, if the motherfucking price is right, yeah, go ahead. Paint my fucking toes, asshole. Go ahead. I want my check. I don't want no check. Now, give me the debit card. Give me the debit card, credit card, whatever. I got the machine right here. Swipe. Every time you paint one, swipe. Swipe again. Here we swipe. I got all 10 toes. Now, you can paint the back of these motherfuckers. Swipe. Yeah, baby. I get that paper.
Would you consider having to say like a wax fetish? Would you drip wax on you or somebody else?
You know that hurt.
Oh, you already tried that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that hurt.
Did you try the candy you get like from Walmart, or did you get like a specialty candle?
They actually sell some at the novelty shop, but I'm a Bath and Body Works type of candle. I have a whole collection of them, and it hurts. It don't matter what candle you get. This is something hot, and it leaves marks. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got tattoos, right?
Yes, I do.
How many do you have? You must have a couple then.
I think like 12.
Count that 5.
Yeah, I'm looking. It's like 12.
Oh, wow. What was your first tattoo?
Bay.
And what made you get it?
That's my last name. I think everybody's first tattoo. My last name, Bay. B-E-Y, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that was your first one. And what made you get your name? Your last name?
Because I knew I was going to get in trouble anyway, so I had to get something that she'd be like, Ben, I got in trouble because she said, you're stupid. You don't know your name. Why would you get your name? I'm like, I don't know. it was only 3 letters, so I'm like, if it's going to be painful, I could get through this. Yeah.
So what made you get, about 12 more?
I actually enjoy it. It's not painful. Like I thought it was going to be. I enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay. Mass is done with all the preliminaries. I'm going to go to the gut. What makes you climax, baby?
I like to be choked.
Oh!
While I'm receiving head, I can come really hard off of that. Yeah.
Oh. I'm falling in love again. Okay. Uh-huh. Anything else?
Well, back to the fetish stuff. Would you try BDSM?
What is that?
It's like a bondage,
man, whipping and shit, that kind of shit.
Oh,
getting ass whip. Motherfucker beating on you.
First
you
of all,
beating them.
First,
tying them up.
First. I have worked at a dungeon. I do not enjoy being spanked. No, I do not. I do not want to be tied up. I have control issues. But I have done those things to some of the customers that have came in. Like my biggest customer is, I still see him every now and then. He likes to eat my poop.
Wait a minute. Stop.
Wait.
Stop.
But
huh?
He travels all over and eats.
Stop.
You put on like we bring you brand new like white panties. They like bloomer type. Get over here. And
Lord have mercy. Okay.
Is you gonna listen?
Go ahead.
He bring you the white bloomers and he put a hole in the butt part for you, and you just squat over him and you shit in his mouth. Now, if you throw up, because I threw up the first time that he done that, he tips you more. Damn.
Baby, you done fucked up my Kool-Aid, though.
Sorry.
I got to pour it out.
Sorry.
It ain't no good. It don't have the flavor no more. Damn. That was a great That was a good shit. Okay. But you know that's not uncommon though. We've heard that before with different people. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just have unique fucked up taste, that's all. That's the way
people
I describe
like what
it.
They like.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, and as long as they pay for it, that's right. Get that paper. I'm always about that paper. So, shit. You laughing, but you wasn't laughing when you went to yeah, you were laughing when you went to the bank. You said, yeah, this motherfucker here. Girl, cash this shit here. No, I'm not touching it. Here, you just take it. I got you gave that shit with gloves on. The cashier was looking at you and said, what the hell, mom? And it's all right, baby, it's gonna pass. She got money. But she got a little shit on it, that's all.
let me ask you this
I get the cash first before any activities go down.
I hear you, babe.
Exactly. Would you consider doing your own porn company?
No, I will not.
Why not?
No, I have not.
Would you consider having a stable of women that would work for you?
Well, I've had, and no, I will not do that again either. But it's more to me than that. Like, that's not the end-all, be-all for me. Like, yeah,
right.
I did it. It's going to be here forever and all that. I know that. I'm going to be 65, still looking 25 in movies, but that ain't it. You think that's the end?
Mm-mm. So after you get done with the whole porn thing and the entertainment part of it, what's your next move?
Well, I haven't made a movie in like 7 years. So with that
right.
being said, I actually like work a regular job. So I went to school for nursing. I have my RN. What?
Girl, you just all kind of shit just ran through my head when you said the RN. I'm already laid up, my legs open. Help me, sir. I'm pressing the button and everything. Oh, my dick hard. Oh, I'm pressing the button. It's an emergency. Come on. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I was having a moment, that's all. Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
But so you going to do the whole, you know, nursing thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Have you ever got recognized, you know, if you're in the hospital or you do a private nursing?
All the time. I work at a hospital. But yeah. All the time.
Oh.
Why
see me now.
Don't worry.
I'm laughing because I can see I'm got the video on right now. I'm pressing the button for you to come in. I'm like, oh. This is the scene right here, baby. No, I don't need no medication. I need you. Call a doctor.
Now, when you get recognized, how do you handle it?
Most people is like really nice about the whole situation. Is they want a picture or something like that, and you just take a picture. I'm like, I'm scrubbed? Yeah, okay. Let's take a picture.
Yeah, that's sexy. That's a fetish right there. In uniform.
Another fetish, yes.
That's the shit that he go tell all his boys. Yeah, man, that's my girl, man. That motherfucker just met you. He did lie. He did lie. I swear, he did lie. He did lie. He was visiting his cousin in the hospital and took a picture with you and did a lie. Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
Oh,
that's
boy.
That's pretty good, though.
Man.
Nursing will last a long time, too.
Of course.
Yeah,
you ain't going to have to worry about being broke and making 4 hour YouTube videos about it.
I'm trying
yeah.
to tell you. Shit. That ooh. My old college was big on nursing. Dillard University, that's what they was known for. Nursing. Fine-ass motherfuckers come through there. Ooh.
So let me ask you this. I know nursing pays, you know, pays good in the average job. Why get into the whole, you know, adult industry thing?
Start out being a nurse. Remember, I was a stripper.
Right.
So
I told you
how I started. Yeah.
Oh, so you took that stripper money and got your education.
Of course.
See, he wasn't paying
your body
attention.
Could go, but your brain is like, come on.
She was multi-talented, Matt. She started off with the Lady Snow, and then she flipped that and was making money to the customers right there. He ain't paying attention,
right,
baby. That's a slow field.
Out of all the porn stars I know and interviewed, only three of you got a degree. You and another woman's in nursing, and another one's in the health field. She's a pharmaceutical representative.
Okay, that's
I'm
good.
Sorry. So all the other ones is kind of like, wait a minute. You know, you really haven't, you know, you've been in the game 15 years, but, you know, you still doing
nothing
it,
to show
but,
for
you know,
it.
You ain't doing nothing with it. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So you did the step up. You ain't stay still. And you say, okay, I'm going to just do this for the rest of my life because it's easy.
It's impossible to do that for the rest of your life. You got to get out.
No. Yeah, because to this sag, bougies fall.
Right.
You know, jaws start dropping.
You know, they don't
treat
the black girls either as good as they treat the white girls. So
hell no. They're abusing the black girl.
No, I'm talking about as far as the movies and the different.
Money?
No. Okay, you can say money.
Yeah. White girls make the money, baby. And they don't do shit. They just got that name. It's historically true.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, why bullshit about it? but you know what I found out that's really interesting? Like I said, what happens is a lot of times people get addicted to different things. It's one thing when you get into that life and you do start getting that paper, people just started getting addicted to the way they live.
Yep.
And as a result of that, at the end of the game, the paper goes because you ain't doing the same thing. And if you don't have something to supplement it, then that's why come you stand up there doing a one-hour broke YouTube video.
There you go. And you know what? You're going to have to remind me what to look for because I want to see this video.
Nicole B. Jones. That's her name. Jasmine Cashmere.
Okay.
She's talking to a preacher the whole time. And she's telling the whole story. And she's real with it. You know, and that's I have to admire about that, you know. She went through a lot of shit, got married when she was 17, had a baby when she was 16. She got three kids. She had to work her way through college. You know, she did a lot of shit. She got fucked over a lot too. But then she just got tired. She just got tired, and now she's preaching. She's like an evangelist. Yeah. But, you know.
I'm going to be nice.
You ain't got to be nice, motherfucker. But the truth is, that's the way it happens for some folks. And then there's those that just disappear. They do They do a fucking Area 51 on your ass. You don't hear from them no more. They just then disappear. They gone into space some fucking where. You know.
Well,
that's true.
We got another. We got 5 minutes left of the show, so we're gonna get right into this game we like to play called Pick One, Choose One. And the name of the game is we're gonna give you two things to choose from, but you can only choose just one. So, like, if I said vanilla ice cream and chocolate ice cream, which one do you choose?
Chocolate.
Okay.
Of course.
Here we go.
You would. Come on, what kind of question is that?
When you're admiring a female, do you admire their breasts or their ass?
Ass.
Oh, she an ass woman.
Yeah, I got enough titty for the both of us. You don't listen. Come on.
Would you rather have a woman with big clit or a little clit?
Hello.
Small.
Wait. We had a flashback just now. I saw a flashback.
I'm like, you gotta like search for it to give you more time down there. Yeah. Small.
Oh, okay. Do you have a big clit or a little clit?
Small.
Oh, small.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, I have a really pretty vagina. Go ahead.
Yeah, it do. It looks real nice. Like real pretty.
Like the lips is intact and it ain't all
pretty
creepy and nasty looking.
Did he say pretty or pearly?
Pretty. Pretty.
Pretty.
Oh,
pretty.
Pretty.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the next question. Would you rather have sex in the shower or sex in the kitchen?
Kitchen.
Ooh. Yeah, you got the beaters and the paddles there. And
everybody want to spank my ass.
Would you rather have sex in a jacuzzi or sex in the tub?
Jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi, okay. You like them bubbles.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the jet. Yeah.
What do you enjoy more, being washed or watching?
Watching.
Oh, okay.
You know what
What's
that means, then, Max? You got to hook up your video cam.
I retired from that.
I'm serious. I'm trying to give our guests some props here.
Come on, man.
You got to get right now. You know, we got to treat people the way they want to be treated. That's right. Give them what they want.
Well, if she ready to do a cam show, I'll put her on my cam site. Come on. Hey, come on. All right. Here's another one. Oil or lotion?
Oil.
Oh, she oil. Hope you ain't getting that fake stuff from Dollar.
Now, Max, before you go any further, I have my standard. You know what my standard is.
Yep.
Even though I know it may not apply, but blowjob or DP?
Blowjob.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah.
I kind of
figured
that.
Here's another one. Spit or swallow?
Oh, swallow, definitely.
From a man or woman. What's
it doesn't
that?
Matter.
Oh, okay.
So we used to have a clap machine, but fucking Max and fucked the clap machine up. Now I got to do this shit manually.
That's you just jerking off your meat. Stop that line.
how would you know? I see experience is starting to show on the show now.
Okay. That's right. I jerk off 3-15 times a day. That's right. I know that sound.
We need to put you on cam. I can make some money on that shit.
I told you, I'm retired from that. I don't do that no more.
I'll be your pimp. Fuck that. We're going to put your ass back on track. Miss Snow, I want you to keep talking to him, and we're gonna hook this up. I'm gonna make sure you get your percentage, Miss Snow. We're gonna put this motherfucker back to work.
Okay.
I'm making some.
That's what I like about her. She about making that paper. I like her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Before we leave, let everybody know where they can find you at in case they want to get in contact with you to work with you or, you know, to have you do a you know, meet and greet at their party or something.
What is my Facebook? I think my Facebook is Lady Smell. Instagram is Miss_LadySmell. The meet and greet, all the information is on both pages. I really don't do Twitter or their Snapchat. So, yeah. Oh, and my last movie will be with Plumper Pass. After that, I'm not doing any more movies, so people stop asking me, please. No.
Okay.